This is the Family Culture Movement. Are you working to navigate the ups and downs of your family life with intention? Do you want to cultivate an environment where your children can thrive and become functional adults? Do you look around at the constructs and norms of society and cringe thinking of how to prepare your children for this world? Do you want to find success for your family on your own terms and sometimes feel like your values are countercultural? Well, you're in the right place. The Family Culture Movement is where you'll learn how to take inventory of the narratives and social constructs shaping your family dynamics. I'm your host, Jody Chafee, and I'll help you navigate your family culture journey as I interview powerful culture leaders and discuss values and best practices for your success. Hey, if this is your first time tuning in, be sure to check out the last episode of the Family Culture Movement with Steve Larson, where we talk about the real meaning of capitalism. It is my pleasure to welcome to the podcast Catherine Jones. Catherine is a number one best-selling author, certified internet marketer, ClickFunnels Dream Car winner, and funnel design guru. She is no stranger to the speaking world. She spoke at Funnel Hacking Live 2020, sharing the stage with Russell Brunson. Jones has pushed six figures of revenue in 90 minutes selling her product, CF Design School, helping students design aesthetically extraordinary funnels that convert, all without coding. Welcome, Catherine. Was there anything in your family, in your background, that were they entrepreneurs at all, or were you inspired by them? What was it in your family?
Such a good question. So I'm actually really blessed. My grandfather was like a pretty serial entrepreneur, started a ton of businesses. A lot did not go well. A few did moderately okay, and one did awesome. So weird metrics. And so my family, like my dad and my uncles, they all kind of built that up. And so like pretty entrepreneurial, but my older brother, he really was a pioneer in terms of entrepreneurship. He like back in like 2011, 12, when like the internet was not as popular, like having a thing online, like he dropped out of school and started doing SEO. And I remember the time, like my parents were like, I think he's gone crazy. Like what has he done? You know? And I was like so blessed by him. And he, like, we have such different skill sets. He's way more data driven. I'm way more marketing storytelling driven, but he's an absolute genius. And so I was so grateful for that. So grateful for that. And like grateful for, just to be able to, just to even go through it, like, am I crazy for wanting this and all these different things? And so I think that was really helpful. And I've been so blessed, like, to have, I was raised by a very strong woman. She's tough. And like in the most complimentary of a sense, like that woman is a rock. She's amazing. And, she is a voracious learner. And it's really interesting. I don't know how much interest she has in like business. I actually asked her the other day, I was like, would you ever want to start a business? She's like, I don't know, maybe one day. But like that girl's always reading books. She's always learning skills. Like she could build you an armoire in like an hour and a half. And you're like, I don't even know how to use a screwdriver. And I'm like being serious about that. And so like, anyway, so she's just like amazing. But the actual application of what it looked like, I mean, my mom, she stayed at home with us and like, she built this amazing culture and this incredible home. But like, I didn't know logistically on the ground, hour by hour, what does it look like to do both? And, anyway, I've been really grateful to find some mentors in that space ever since then. But I think one of the greatest lessons that I was like so fortunate to learn, was like, long story short, dating a guy, really great guy, but just super traditional. And so like, you know, my desire to take over the world, he was just like, not about it. And, I remember one night and we got pretty serious and he said, you know what? Like, I have to be really honest with you. I question your ability to mother because of your business aspirations. And I was taken back by that. And, you know, I tried to be chill and ask some follow-up questions to figure out if he really meant that or if he was just like an idiot and said something stupid, you know? and no, he really meant it. And he really was like, you can't. Like, if you're gonna be the mother that you should be, then like you can't have anything else going on outside. And just like, I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, he's a good guy. And like, we just wanted very, very different things. But to have somebody that I loved see what I perceived as like some of my greatest strengths and genius to be something that he wanted to like kill, like squander. Like,
yeah,
it was devastating for me. And like in my head, I was like, that's wrong. Like I knew it in my head, but like when somebody that you love and trust that much says something like that to you, like it just messed me up. And so it really did like send me into this depression of sorts where all of a sudden I was like, are the things that I desire, are they good? And am I wrong? And like, I grew up in such a religious upbringing and such a family centered home that like, was I selfish to want more? Like, was that wrong of me? And again, like in my head, I was like, I know that sounds nuts, but like, you know, in your soul, you're like, it just tweaked me. And I'm so grateful that it like sent me again into this like depression, but that also was a catalyst for some of like the most amazing, and I think like divine gifts that I was ever given of understanding. And so I like went crazy deep into what does it mean to be a mother and a parent, reading parenting books and things that religious leaders have said and big names in the space. And what's really interesting, Jody, like the general consensus, like one of the principles that governs the behavior of a mother is she is to nurture. Like that is the word nurture. And if you study the word nurture, one of the definitions of nurture is to enable and provide opportunity. So literally make able what they couldn't do before and give them opportunity. So I finally feel like I get clarity on this motherhood thing. And then I'm like, okay, well then let's look at entrepreneurship. And like, if that dude I was dating was really right, what really is so at odds with entrepreneurship, with nurturing? And if you look at entrepreneurship, do you want to know what it is? It's enabling and it's providing opportunity. Like it's the exact same. And once I understood that motherhood or parenthood was essentially synonymous with entrepreneurship, in terms of I'm playing the same game, the application is just different. And that what I do outside the four walls of my home is just a catalyst for propelling the goodness and magic inside of my home and vice versa. All of a sudden, like this huge perspective shift came to me where it's like, I'm not splitting time. I'm not doing two things. Like I'm on this quest to enable and to provide opportunity. And that's the end of the game. And like, again, I say this with complete understanding that I know that when my children actually come, I'm about to get rocked. Like, I know that. I absolutely know that. Like,
there's no way to truly prepare for mother.
Exactly. I'm a woman with no children as of this moment. So like, I get the principles, but like, I really, like, I'm going to be calling you, you know, like I really will. And so I say this recognizing that there is a lack of understanding in the actual day to day. And I'm like so excited to learn that. But I do think that the principles are the same. And that, yeah. And that the statement of like, I'm just a mom, that is like,
that's
like,
so frustrating to
you
me.
Have superpowers pulsing through your veins.
Yeah.
And a woman who is changing diapers on the daily and putting out fires and dealing with temper tantrums is so much more equipped than a woman like me who has no children to enable and provide opportunity because of the reps she has. Like she literally has superpowers pulsing through her veins. And again, like once I was able to understand that correlation, that what I'm doing is not two things. It's a single thing. It's a single movement. It's a single objective. It absolutely shifted the way that I operated in every facet of my life, whether that was business or dating relationships or relationships with my family. It wasn't, I'm going to do this and this. It was, I'm building my life for the opportunity to nurture.
Wow. That was incredible. I love the way that you spelled that out. That's awesome. Because yeah, there is this whole idea like, if I'm just a mother, then I'm not doing anything. And there's also this, I have to divide my attention and time. But your example of your mom spelled that out really well too, because like you said she created this culture, you know, just by being a woman who studies and you know, just devours this and wants more knowledge, you know. And just the fact that you even know this stuff, I'm like, you're like leaps and bounds ahead of so many people who start their family and going, I have no idea what I'm doing. So, you know, that's incredible.
Again, I feel honestly, like I look back at that experience of that boy that I really genuinely thought I was going to marry him. I really, really did. And like the shock of how he really felt about me and what I wanted to build, like it was so acutely painful and for such a long time. But oh my gosh, like I look back at that, what a gift. Like it was such a gift to like so abruptly be faced with this, this question of who are you going to be? Like, he forced me to figure it out. And at an age when I was 24, 25, and I think that's a question that a lot of people well into decades older than me are like still trying to maneuver. Yeah. And granted, like, I'm always learning, I'm always growing, but like, oh my gosh, like really what a gift that was for me.
Yeah. You're so on track for just how much power you can bring to your relationships and to your family because you care and because you have this knowledge and experience. And that's so cool that you were able to take this, like, this punch to your gut and go, you know what, I'm going to make something out of that too. You know, I mean, that's says a lot too about you and your character. And I really believe that, you know, what you bring to your family is, it's who you are. And if you aren't willing, you know, if you don't develop yourself, you don't do this stuff, then what example are you going to bring? What well are you going to draw out of when, you know, your kids are saying to you, I want to create something or I want to become something. And you're going, I don't know how to do that, you know, or something, you know,
totally.
And that's what I've totally been learning that lately, how it's like entrepreneurship isn't this, I need to divide my skills or my time. It's actually developing who you are and the skills and creativity and those things that's just becoming more of who you are. So I love the way you spelled that out. That's so awesome.
Glad you were able to tune in for this episode of the Family Culture Movement. Don't miss the next episode with Tamara Zentel when we talk about what it means to raise a mogul. Again, thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Family Culture Movement. Help more people find the show. Download this episode, subscribe to the show, rate it, and leave a review. For more tools for shaping your intentional family culture, be sure to sign up for your free membership of the Family Success Toolbox at homeandfamilyculture.com. Until next time, remember to set your intentions for your family culture and lead your family toward your vision of success.